Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Following Scott Upton's previous session, delivering first-class apprenticeship programmes, I think I'll start where he ended off, celebrate success. Richard Arkwright was a leading entrepreneur of the Industrial Revolution. Arkwright's achievements was to combine power, machinery, semi-skilled labour, and a new raw material, cotton, mass-produced yarn, and that was some 340 years ago now. His skills of organisation made him more than anyone else the creator of the modern factory system, especially in his now World Heritage Site, Arkwright's Mill at Cromford in Derbyshire. Another celebrate success for our county is Frank Whittle. He ground tested the jet engine some 75 years ago. So between those two men, Derbyshire is proud to be leaders really in automation and productivity, innovation technology and globalisation, obviously in that latter one. Derbyshire's context is slightly different than most areas in that during this current economic climate and the job market, continues to make it difficult for Derbyshire's young people, 16 to 25-year-olds, to find employment. And the statistics on the slide bear this out. In March of this year, the unemployment rate for under 25-year-olds in Derbyshire was 7.6%, which is higher than the regional and also higher than the national average. And in the 3 months to January of this year, the percentage of 16 to 18-year-olds not in education, employment and training, as we all recognise under the category of NEET, was, again, an outlier for Derbyshire compared to the regional and the national average. So as a local authority, we felt compelled to respond to this situation, not only to support our young people, but also to support our private sector, a private sector predominantly made up of over 86% of small and medium-sized enterprises, edging on the micro, less than five employees. Independent research carried out in the latter part of this year by the Derbyshire and Nottingham Chamber of Commerce and our own experience in recruiting apprentices leads us to be confident that one of, and I stress one of, the many reasons as to why youth unemployment is high in Derbyshire is simply that employers feel some of our young people leave education simply not ready for work. And a lot of the presentations that we've sat and listened to this morning have highlighted that. The Chamber research highlighted 43% of respondents struggle to find the right level of staff when recruiting, but tellingly, the research also showed over two-thirds of respondents to the research were reluctant to hire school leavers with no or few qualifications, whilst almost a third were reluctant to take on a young person with A-levels. Similar research carried out by other business organisations similar to the Chamber of Commerce have also shown very similar results. However, many of our Indigenous businesses are clear in identifying that in Derbyshire we have a pool of talented young job seekers, but they often lack the softer skills which make them employable, such as teamwork, enthusiasm, reliability and punctuality. There is a plethora of reasons as to why youth unemployment is certainly and currently reaching unprecedented levels both in Derbyshire and nationally. While the council is fully committed to working with the government and other agencies to address these issues, in many instances, the required interventions and the current policy changes will take a considerable amount of time to filter through to positively impact on the young people. Again, another theme that's come out from the presentations this morning. The County Council therefore took a strategic decision to review how, as a major employer, and currently we employ around about 35,000 people within Derbyshire, and as a corporate parent for young people in care, including those that have entered back into society from the judicial system, often overlooked by the work-based learning sector, we could implement immediate interventions to help address youth unemployment within our county. The council considered its options and agreed to act by increasing the number of our own apprenticeship opportunities to 500 over the next 4 years, and encouraging private sector SMEs, businesses employing less than 50 people, to take advantage of an age-related grant scheme to support up to 200 private sector apprenticeship places for 16 and 17-year-olds. And we decided to focus on the 16 and 17-year-olds because at the time when we made the strategic decision, that was a gap that the learning and skills sector wasn't focusing on. Most of the apprenticeship opportunities were predominantly targeted at 19-plus. This has now changed, obviously, with the new national age scheme, but as a council we remain committed to our private sector, who find the national scheme too bureaucratic, and so continue to support our young people with our own resources under our own programme. So whilst the above interventions are clearly separate in terms of delivery, i.e. our own 500 internal apprenticeships and the 200 we are looking to create in our private sector, both schemes are intended to address the council's overall aim of helping our young people who are either unemployed, not in employment or training, to find valuable job-ready skills and employment, support Derbyshire's private sector, specifically our smaller enterprises, to manage existing and future skills needs, and for ourselves create a viable solution to our ageing workforce through effective succession planning. So first of all, to focus on our own internal scheme. We have a commitment now to create 500 apprenticeships over the next 4 years in the recognition of those two things, to play a role in addressing the county's youth unemployment figures and addressing our own workforce demographic. We, like many local authorities, have an ageing workforce, which was affected for the last economy. But clearly, if public services are to perform in the new economy, then our new generations need to be clearly represented as employees, future managers and future leaders. The council has a strong tradition of creating apprenticeships in traditional crafts. Indeed, we've won many national and many of our apprenticeships have won regional apprenticeships awards. And in the majority of those cases, they cover the engineering type employment opportunities that we offer to apprenticeships within the council. However, this scheme, our new scheme, will utilise the apprenticeship route to provide opportunities to a much broader range of roles and services across our authority. Regular consultation with hard-to-reach groups, representations from those who support people with specific needs, NEETs, that's clear, we all know what that is, but fundamentally we're also focusing our attention around our corporate parent role. Those children, vulnerable young adults who are in care or leaving care, those with learning difficulties and young offenders, etc. Often the young individuals within our society that often get overlooked. So Derbyshire County Council, having assessed the opportunities that are out there for us, elected for an ATA, an apprenticeship training agency, for our delivery model. And at the beginning of this year, we undertook a comprehensive procurement process with the work-based learning sector, and we did that in two clear tranches. The first one was for our own internal scheme, and then the second procurement was for the 200 private sectors. From my point of view, I was alarmed as an ex-learning and skills commissioner and also a director of a national training provider. We had over 30 expressions of interest for our internal scheme, i.e. the easy one, but we only had 3 expressions of interest for the private sector one, i.e. the more difficult and challenging one to deliver. Naturally, the appetite by the sector today needs overhauling away from the tick box culture that policy of successive governments imposes upon the professionals within the sector. And that's exactly the learning that we're taking through our ATA model. Apprenticeships are employed by Learning Unlimited, our contracted provider, and placed with the council for the duration of their apprenticeship. This removes the risk from us as a large employer. Apprenticeships are paid directly by the ATA using the minimum wage rates, And then the council is then recharged these costs plus a minimal admin fee per apprentice. There are no age restrictions for potential candidates. However, we expect that the majority of applications will come from those in the 18-plus age range. There's no guaranteed job at the end, but upon completion, it is hoped to recruit as many possible into permanent roles as those roles become available with us as an employer. As previously mentioned, the council's experience of recruiting apprenticeships has often showed a lack of work readiness issues from many applicants. In the past, those unsuccessful applicant candidates were simply turned away, with little guidance or support to them to get ready for employment, whether with ourselves at Derbyshire County Council or elsewhere within the local labour market. We now see this as being unsatisfactory for us as a large employer and as an organisation that influences the lives and well-being of our community, including, of course, our business community. Our influence also extends into the private sector, and we're confident by us embracing a different type of responsibility for those young people who either aren't ready for or don't have the aptitude to be successful in a current apprenticeship programme, by providing additional intervention, our private sector will follow our leadership and embrace that type of situation as well. We've developed a partnership with Job Centre Plus to offer the four-week work programme. Again, I'm disappointed that that hasn't filtered through. We've offered 15 places since the work programme started, but as yet I've had not one single referral. I've asked my officers to work with Job Centre Plus officers to determine what that block is, because I'm interested to see whether, again, we can make our own selection onto our apprenticeship programme a little bit more agile. For those not yet ready for work, obviously we will use the work programme under Job Centre Plus, but also we have agreed with Learning Unlimited to employ, again, a pre-work screening service that they offer to try and then get the softer skills developed within these young people and make them much more applicable to the type of culture that we have already within our existing workforce. So the story so far with our own internal scheme, our first intake begins in June, in next month. We are offering 54 placements across four job role and frameworks. We have a flexible delivery model and our second intake will start in alignment with the sector's own intake in September of this year. Our first intake covers opportunities in business service, customer care, school catering, and obviously our craft disciplines, highways, road workers, etc. Our flexible delivery model, we're less reliant on programmes which are based on September start. Our second intake will include placements covering civil engineering, vehicle maintenance, survey and landscaping, as well as the traditional care roles. In the future, i.e. in subsequent years, there will be two intakes per annum, and it is expected that the range of roles will continue to expand as the benefits of the scheme become more widely known throughout the council. Age-related grant scheme for SMEs, the more challenging environment for our contracted training provider Learning Unlimited. Again, we identified the same apprenticeship route as being the trusted method for vocational development whilst offering valuable work experience for our young people, obviously our neat target audience. Our scheme will provide a total of 200 grants of £2,500, and this is our second approach of addressing youth unemployment, which in turn will assist our own economic growth across our private sector. In the current environment of cost savings, not just within the private sector, but equally upon us within the public sector as well, we have committed £500,000 of our own resources to deliver this scheme, i.e. the 200 apprenticeships within the private sector. We developed this in conjunction with the National Apprenticeship Service around the elements of the 16 and 17-year-old cohorts specifically. The key performance indicators we set ourselves were 180 apprenticeships completed. That's 90% success rate, much higher than the sector itself. Minimum of 15 grants awarded to each of our 8 district, i.e. our second tier administrative areas, and that's because our NEETs are broadly split across each of those different 8 district areas. As such, we want to make the grant available to all parts of our county to ensure all businesses and young people, wherever they are across Derbyshire, have the opportunity to benefit from our scheme. Grant payments are paid to our SMEs £750 when the apprentice has been employed for the first 6 weeks, £1,050 when the apprenticeship completes 26 weeks of employment under the ATA, and the final £700 balance paid when the apprentice completes all elements of the apprenticeship framework. Those that are interested in process, I no longer am, I'm a politician. The slide's there for that. Story so far. We've delivered 7 roadshows across the county and advertised the scheme in the local press. We use our local members as part of their community leadership role to promote the scheme within their own wards and across their own district and boroughs. Obviously, liaising directly with our Tier 2 administrative partners across the county. And we actively engage with training providers on a weekly basis. As of Friday, we have issued 137 of the 200 grants. And we're pleased that that has been delivered across a broad cross-section of the sectors and businesses that are available within our county. Broadly covering manufacturing, construction, service sectors, all of which are key to Derbyshire's economy. We will, of course, carry out a complete and full analysis of the programme once all of the grants have been approved. And this analysis will also include the outcomes for both the learner and the businesses who have accessed the grant. Responsiveness to business needs. As with the public sector grant, we have to start with some type of criteria. We have to demonstrate quality product, and we also have to demonstrate value for money as well, because at the end of the day, we're using Derbyshire residents' taxpayers' money to support our private sector. What we've learned within the first few months with our contracted delivery partner is that by aligning ourselves with the national programme, learners don't get engaged, young people aren't enthused, employers aren't enthused, and equally employers don't get engaged. So we've stripped out some of that criteria. We allow our Learning Unlimited to recommend to us where a young person and an employer that didn't fit within that original criteria would benefit from this intervention from the Derbyshire Apprenticeship Programme. And if both employer, young person, our training provider and ourselves are all in agreement of that, then we will sanction that award. So as you can see from this slide, we've taken out the 2 most prohibitive barriers that were preventing businesses assessing our grant. Another important lesson that we have learned in the first 3 months of delivery is to have the option to be flexible and judge each application on its own merit, irrespective of whether the young person has previously done an apprenticeship, is on an individual learning record, or whether that employer has previously employed an apprenticeship within the last 3 years. It seems unjust if there is an assistance on criteria which is prohibiting a young person from taking an apprenticeship with a good employer and helping that employer grow their business. Again, we're relatively early into our programme and we don't necessarily want to bombard our apprentices or the employees who have taken benefit of our programme. But we have one case study. Daniel, who is employed as an apprentice nursery assistant at a company called Woodend Nursery, and both of them are very, very satisfied with this programme. Our message. We recognise the value of apprenticeships as a way of rebalancing the economy and returning to sustainable growth. We ourselves have to rebalance the Derbyshire economy because we are 6th nationally, dependent on public sector jobs. Early interventions such as work experience and pre-apprenticeship support is vital if young people are to embrace and achieve sustainable progression. And there is a need to be able to adopt a flexible and responsive approach when meeting the needs of businesses. Should more be done to recognise and reward those businesses who provide ongoing quality apprenticeships and sustainable employment opportunities? More information for those other local authority colleagues within the room is available through our internal apprenticeship scheme and also our age-related scheme for our private sector. And that is it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.